Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. We're talking about victory and prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
The professor of prosperity, George Pearsons, is here with us again, and this is day number?
Day number 222.
222 days of prosperity that I have been in every one of them. And if you haven't, you need to get on the internet and get that fixed if you want to prosper.
Well, I remember what you said to me in 2011. We were talking about this, and I said, Gloria, you just can't. I think this was one of the first broadcasts we did together. And I said, Gloria, you can't exhaust the subject of prosperity. You said, let's try.
Well, we're still working at it.
We're still going at it.
And in the process, we've learned quite a lot ourselves, haven't we?
Oh, man, we're growing. And so are the people that are watching us, Gloria. This is the 222nd broadcast we've done, and every one of our notes are available on kcm.org.
Yes.
Every broadcast that we've done is in this note form that you could really take. Pastors, you could preach it. I know some pastors that are using it right now for their teachings.
Have we asked for testimonies?
Yep, we need testimonies from you to see what God is doing in your life.
And so
all of those are available to you. The ones that we're doing here today, they're all available to you online. And I did want to mention this to you. Our topic for these 2 weeks is renewing our minds to the fact that God is our source. Mm-hmm. We're talking about God being our source. And I wanted to make mention of this. This is a mini book that I wrote, which is really a compilation of 2 weeks of broadcast into this little book with all of the 70 scriptures that we looked up, many of the quotes and the things that we talked about on the broadcast in this book. And it's designed for you to be able to read it every day, read it out loud for extra credit, carry it with you wherever you go. And I just want you to know it's absolutely free. We are sowing this into your life because we want you to see God as your source.
And we want testimonies back too.
She wants testimonies. We need testimonies.
We're going to charge testimonies for this book.
That's right.
No, we'll give it to you free, but we'd like to have testimonies.
We would.
Because it excites us. You know, we get excited about these things.
So you can just write us or contact us, and we'll get this book to you. Or if you want to download it, Gloria, in these days that we're living in, it's already online. You can download it, print it out, and utilize it. But I like the book. I like the little book. I'm going to keep this book with me, and I'm going to read it because I want to become God is my source minded. I want my mind renewed to that. Gloria, there are so many things even around here that we're believing God for. So many things that we have taken the challenge that God has given to us about getting this ministry on every available voice, the word that the Lord gave to Brother Copeland. And so now we're on Dish TV, and there are other entities that we are beginning to see that are reaching millions of people.
Praise
millions
God.
Of people. And so we're believing God for
now,
that.
Now, do you have the number of the Dish channel?
We're on Dish TV. If you're watching me on Dish right now, this is Dish
if
channel
you're not,
265.
265.
Yep, and you can watch on Dish TV as well as the program that Glory and I have called The Prosperous Life.
We
have our own program. They've taken, Gloria, I found this out. They've taken, they didn't even ask me, but that's okay.
Well, I'm finding this out.
They've taken all of our prosperity broadcasts. They've repackaged them with a new open, and now they're on Dish TV.
Well,
and they're running
God.
Them. Sometimes we run twice a day.
George.
So all of our prosperity broadcasts
we could retire and nobody'd ever know it.
Ain't that the truth?
Well, that's exciting.
Like Brother Hagin said, retire, we're refiring. We are refired. And
that's
I'm fired up today, Gloria, in this study because we are becoming fully persuaded that God is the source of everything that we need.
Yeah,
and just to quickly review with you yesterday, in the Amplified Bible of 1 Corinthians 8:6, it says, yet for us there is only one God, the Father, who is the source of all things. I quoted yesterday a word from the Lord through Brother Copeland. This was from November 11th of 2010. Don't look to the government for your supply. Don't look to other people for your supply. Pastors, don't look to your congregation for your supply. Jesus is our source. Gloria, we don't look to our employment as our supply. God is our source.
Amen.
He is the ultimate source. He uses avenues to get it to us. We've gotten testimony before about people who have received bonuses on the job, people that have received supernatural raises on the job. So God will use whatever tool that He wants to. But what we have to do is we have to make absolutely sure that what we are thinking and believing is that God is the ultimate source of everything that we have. It all comes from Him. It all comes from Him. And we read yesterday Philippians 4:19 in the Bible and Basic English translation, and my God will give you all you have need of from the wealth of His glory in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
What a marvelous scripture. And then we found out yesterday that our source is heaven. We look to heaven. We look to the Word of God. We look to the kingdom of God. That's the kingdom that we dwell in. We've been translated into that kingdom.
That's right. We're citizens now.
We're citizens of the kingdom, and you and I, we are part of the royal family.
Hallelujah.
We'll talk about that later in these broadcasts.
You know why we're a part of the royal family? Because we're born of God.
That's right.
When we got born again, we became born of God. Hallelujah.
Praise God. And if you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, all you have to do is say, Jesus, be my Lord.
I receive
Take my life and do something with
Amen.
It right now.
Hallelujah.
And it's just, I mean, it's as easy as that. And then you enter into the life of the kingdom
you
of
get
God.
All, then you get all the perks.
You get the perks.
Hallelujah.
Kingdom perks. I like that.
Uh-huh.
This scripture that we read yesterday in James 1:17, every good and every perfect gift is from above.
Isn't that
It
great?
Comes down from the Father of all that gives light.
Mm-mm.
So everything comes from the Father. Say this after me, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
God is my source.
God is my source.
I look to Him.
I look to Him.
For my supply.
For my supply.
God is my provider.
God is my provider.
Now that's what we're talking about today.
Praise
God. God is
oh,
our
I like that.
Provider. Let's take Amen. A look.
I can tell you He knows how to do that.
He does know how to do it, Gloria. He certainly does.
Yes,
I've watched
he does.
Him do it. I've watched Him do it in my life. I've watched Him do it in your life. As a matter of fact, I handed our producer a note because we're coming upon our 50th year next year, 2017, 50 years of Kenneth Copeland Ministries.
Praise
and I
God.
Was watching on the Roku channel, we have the Faith Classics, and I was watching the West Coast Believers Convention. I believe it was from June of 1984. And Kenneth, and I handed this to her because we're going to need this in our 50th year, but Brother Copeland, I don't remember him doing this or ever doing it, but he went through all the details of the beginnings of your life when you made Jesus the Lord of your life and what you were doing and what was going on. I never heard such detail.
Well, where will I find this?
This is on, I'll write it down for you later on, but it's
good.
On the our Roku channel on the Faith Classics, and he taught this at the West Coast Convention in 1984. And he went into such detail about it.
I want to hear that.
Talked about the business that the two of you went into that was over before it began.
Yeah, that was just a blessing and it got
and
over.
He said something, he said and in the nighttime, Oh, this is so exciting that you were born again. Terry and I were trying to figure it out. You were born again 2 weeks before he was. He was born again on November 2nd of 1962. You were born 2 weeks before, which would have been one of the weeks in October. So you were born again at that time. And Kenneth said in those 2 weeks, he would be in bed and he would hear you crying. And he would pretend like he's asleep because he thought you were upset over just the condition you were in.
It was enough to be upset.
It was enough
about.
To cry. But he said the reason she was crying was because she had made Jesus the Lord of her life and her life was beginning to change.
Praise
and Glory,
God.
He went through detail after detail.
I want to hear that.
I got excited. Anyway, we passed that along. We're kind of getting off topic here. But
okay.
The Lord is good because
yes.
even in those early days, Gloria was making Jesus the source of her life, which we will talk about this in a couple of days because the scripture, you read the scripture from the Bible that Nani gave to Kenneth.
I didn't know anything about it, you know. I didn't know anything about being born again. I never heard that.
Wow.
But we were desperate. And I said to the Lord one day at that little blue table that I'd repainted, take my life and do something with it. And I didn't know what I was doing. But God helped me, you know, and gave me the words. And things began to change, and they're still changing for the better.
They are. You made God the source of your lives.
That's right.
The scripture that you read was Matthew 6:33. Yeah, seek ye first the kingdom of God.
That's what turned me on, because I didn't know God cared.
That was it.
But I saw that in that translation that Ken's mother gave him, you know, a New English translation. I'd never seen one before. And I got this revelation as I read the Word. I saw God cared for the birds. And I thought to myself, yes, if He cares for birds, He cares for me.
Oh, glory, that's
and
beautiful.
I just said to the Lord, take my life and do something with it. I didn't even know there were women preachers. You know what I mean?
It's true.
Oh, glory
to
God.
Oh, man.
Open the door for God and He'll come in.
Open the door for Him, He will. He will come
That's
into
right.
your life. And
Praise
He,
God.
You and Kenneth proved it through the years, and we, Terry and I, have proved it as well. Our family members have proved it, that the Lord is our provider.
Yes, amen.
He is our provider. Let's look at Genesis chapter 22 here. He is the provider. The Lord will provide for us. This is the account where Abraham took his son Isaac to sacrifice him, and he went that day to do that. And let's skip through here in chapter 22, and let's go down to verse 7. It says in verse 7, and Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, my father, let's see, we are in B1.
Okay,
I see it. B1. Okay, verse 7, Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, my father. And he said, here I am, my son. And he said, behold, the fire and the wood, but...
Where?
Where?
This is a pretty sharp guy. Where is the sacrifice?
Yeah, he's looking around. Where's the sacrifice? And that's the question. That's the same question that people ask. Where?
Now we know.
Where is it going to come from? Where are we going to get the money? Where are we going to pay? How are we going to pay the bill?
You tell me, where's the sacrifice?
Where's the sacrifice?
It's already been done.
It's been completed.
Jesus did it. He bore the whole curse of the law, everything bad He bore, He took, and that makes us free.
Now, Gloria, you just took this scripture, which is the Old Testament is a prototype of the New, and you just took this scripture and brought it into the New Covenant. Where is our sacrifice? He's already been sacrificed.
Hallelujah.
It's been done.
Glory
it's
to
been
God.
Done. Oh, glory. That's so good. I had not seen that before.
Awesome. I love that.
Where is the sacrifice? He said. Mm-hmm. And in verse 8, now here's the verse right here. My son, God will provide Himself a lamb for a burnt offering. Himself a lamb.
He provided Himself a lamb.
He did. He sure
Glory
did.
To God.
He sure did.
When the Holy Spirit hovered over Mary and there was born, conceived in her a holy thing, that was God's sacrifice.
Wow.
I got goosebumps.
Wow.
Glory to God.
Wow.
For us. He did it for us.
God will provide. Hey, listen, God will provide the finances for whatever you need.
That's right.
Why? Because of the sacrifice that Jesus made. God will provide
healing.
Healing. He's the provider of healing because He's already paid the price for it.
Peace.
Peace. Where will it come from? Where will the peace come from? He's already provided it.
Hallelujah.
And you have the peace of God that passes all understanding. Where are we going to get the money to pay off the house or to pay off the debt? My goodness, the money has been provided for because of the sacrifice of Jesus.
You receive it by
faith.
You take it by faith on the Word of God, written Word. You get the faith. You get the money.
You get the faith, you get the money.
You
That's
get
the
faith,
access.
You get the healing.
That's it.
You take the faith, you get your children born again or whatever you're believing God for.
That's right. That's right.
It's a done deal,
it's
George.
A done deal.
Jesus paid for the curse.
Praise God.
Everything bad's under the curse.
That's right.
We've got it. We've already been delivered from the curse. All we have to do is see it in the Word, let faith come, say it with our mouth. Take it.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
That's it. Well, we found that they're looking for the sacrifice. And let's see, in verse 13, point 2 on your notes, verse 13, Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold him, behind him, a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram, offering him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. Now, there's something interesting about this. Abraham, it said he lifted up his eyes. What was he doing? He lifted up his eyes in faith to the source. That's what we have to do. We have to lift up our eyes. Got to take them away from the problem and lift them up to the Father, to the source of all things.
And the Word.
And the Word. Lift up our eyes. By faith, he looked away from the natural into the realm of the supernatural.
Excellent. Yes.
He looked to who? His provider. And then in verse 14, this is it right here. Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Yireh. Jehovah Yireh, some people have called him Jehovah Jireh, but I learned from Keith Moore the pronunciation. The correct pronunciation is Jehovah.
Now, you and Keith are the only two that know
we're
that.
We're the only two that you
the rest
know that.
Of us?
And Billy, probably.
Billy, yeah.
Billy probably has another pronunciation. So, but Jehovah Yireh, that's what Abraham called the place. Why did he call it that? Well, the translation, I love this translation. In the Message, it says, Abraham named that place God Yireh, God sees to it.
Oh, is that it? That's awesome.
God sees to it.
Don't you
now,
like
in the
that?
Hebrew, it also means God will provide. That's the name, that's the
God
Jehovah Yireh is
it.
The name of God, the provider. He is the provider. But when I saw that in the Message translation, Gloria,
like
God sees
that,
to
George.
It. God sees to it. How are we going to pay the rent?
God
will see to it. How are we going to pay off the debt? God will see to it.
You know, that agrees with amen, which is so be it.
So be it.
So be it.
Yep.
How come so be it? God sees to it.
Oh, I love it. Ah, that's
good.
Great.
I like
that's
that.
Great. So Abraham named that place God Yireh, or God sees to it. You ought to name your place right now. You ought to name your home right now. God, Jehovah Yireh, God is my provider. He sees to it. He'll see to it. Where are we going to get that? He'll see to it. We're going to get that car. He'll see to it.
God sees to it.
In the Amplified translation, so Abraham called the name of that place, the Lord will provide. And as it is said to this day, on the mount of the Lord, it will be provided.
So if some you get a medical report that says you've got terminal cancer, what's your answer? God sees to it.
God sees to it.
Jesus bore my sicknesses and carried my diseases, and by His stripes I was healed. Hallelujah.
That's His part.
Let's pray for healing today.
Yes.
For people.
Okay.
Is it time now? Do we want?
We can do that right now.
Father, we lift up
thank
every
you,
person.
Jesus.
We see that you see
you, Lord,
to it.
God. Praise God.
And you are the healer. Jesus is the healer. You are the source of
thank
healing.
You, Lord God.
And we believe, Lord, that every person listening today receives your healing.
Thank you, Father.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you
praise
be
God.
Made whole, now in Jesus'
glory
name.
Glory to God.
Say this to the Lord. God sees to it. You
God
see
sees
to it,
to
Lord.
It. Yes, He does.
I see
thank
that
you,
you're
Lord.
The meter of my needs, and you see to it that I am healed. Actually, I was healed by the stripes
that's
of
right.
Jesus. Now, what I have to do is receive it.
That's it.
Just take it.
That's it.
Glory to God.
Now, Gloria,
same is true with finances or family problems or whatever.
Well, speaking of finances, we have a testimony that I want to show. And this testimony is from a young adult in our church who had been believing God for a lot of his life to go to college. And he got to a place where because of the finances, it looked impossible. Mm-hmm. But the Lord spoke to him and said, are you going to give up your dream? And he got his faith in gear. And well, I think you need to take a look at this.
That's a good question, isn't it? Are you going to give up on your faith?
That's right. Are you going to give up?
That.
Well, this is one young man that did not give up. And talk about God providing and seeing to it. Talk about supernatural provision. Talk about the blessing of the Lord in action over this young man with his tuition. Take a look at this.
Okay.
And Glory and I will be right back.
Growing up in a family as one of five siblings, Anthony Mayfield began playing football at a very young age. Born into a family full of athletes, Anthony also had a natural gift for academics. One day, he felt prompted to make a decision that would change the course of his life.
When I was very little, my parents and I noticed that I was starting to excel in school pretty well. Like, my brothers were good at football and they were good at sports. To me, it wasn't academics. It was the start of the football season, and I just bought my new cleats, bought my gloves, and it was like the second day of practice, and I just didn't feel like I belonged there anymore. So I knew then that I wanted to go to college. I didn't know what college. So I put like all my focus on school, and I started studying more. I started reading more. So my dad gifted me a dreams and goals book, and he encouraged me to put all my dreams and goals in there, to get pictures, to put it in there. So I got a picture of a penny bank and I put it in there, and I said, I'm believing God to have all my college paid for. As soon as I started middle school, and then even when I started high school, that's when I started looking at colleges, which one I wanted to go to, and I quickly chose Stanford. It seemed like it was impossible. Their acceptance rate was like 5%, and it was 65,000 a year, so to me, I thought it was pretty impossible. Growing up, my parents told me, you know, believe God for what you need and that He can make it happen. So to me, on the natural, getting to Stanford was impossible, but I knew that with God, I can get in. So it was going into senior year when it all became very real. I realized that I would be applying to colleges like in the next month or so. And it made me kind of like really anxious. And I started wondering how exactly I was going to get into Stanford. I started to lose sight of my dream. I started losing sight of what God told me. And I started focusing on what I could do for myself, which was getting into a college that I thought I could get into, that would be a reasonable price, and I could get automatic acceptance into. And to me, it kind of like took the place of Stanford. It was like, okay, this is more of a reasonable goal that you can get into. And then I kept hearing something like, you know, like, what are you doing right now? Like, I didn't feel like this was right. I felt like I could hear God tell me, like, what happened to Stanford? What happened to you believing me for your dream goal to get into Stanford? And that opened my eyes, and it allowed me to realize that my focus had been diverted from my original goal. It gave me like new strength to recognize that, you know, God can still do this. I started my application, did my essays. I was going through them. One of the essays was actually talk about something that's very important to you. And for me, the first thing in my heart was God. So I talked about God, and I talked about how He gave me strength every day, and then He's ultimately the reason that I was alive. And I submitted my application, and after that, I was just praying. I was asking God. I was like, okay, I've done all I can do. It's up to you now. But I had faith that He would do it. I started confessing scriptures. My God shall supply all my needs according to His riches and glory. So like every time that thought came up, I knew that God was gonna take care of it.
After submitting his application, Anthony felt confident that God was going to make his dream a reality. He spent the next few months waiting patiently for the response he had been believing for.
Soccer practice had just wrapped up. I looked at my phone. I saw the email from Stanford. I originally didn't want to look at it at that time. I wanted to like wait until I got home, but I was just scrolling through it just real quick, just to see if it said, you know, I'm sorry, you couldn't get in or anything. But I scrolled down to the bottom and said, congratulations. At that moment, I just like fell on the ground. I was just like, wow, I got in. They informed me of all the scholarships that the school's gonna give me, and they actually covered 65,000. They would cover all of it, but also I was applying to outside scholarships on the side. And with those, I got like $1,000 here, $1,500 there. And then the biggest one was a Ron Brown scholarship that I actually got $40,000 for 4 years. And that covers my plane tickets home. I cover school books, my supplies. So I'm at Stanford, everything's covered. I don't have to pay anything out of pocket. You can't grow without a foundation. So to see where I am now, like, it kind of just speaks for the foundation that was laid. Reading my Bible every day, getting here, KCM broadcasts pretty much every day. It's just a great foundation. It's taught me that nothing's impossible. This is how the rest of your life can be. That as long as you believe God, then you don't have to worry about a thing, and He's gonna take care of it. Stick with your dream goal. Like, there's gonna be side goals that come up that you think is right, but stay with your original plan, the plan that God gave you, because it will eventually come to pass.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.